podcast.
I think you should leave that.
This is what a podcast is really like.
Hey, welcome to Simmer Down. I'm Brenda Anderson.
And I'm Libby Summers.
And this week we're talking about cherries.
Cherries.
Fresh cherries.
Fresh cherries.
Not the kind that come in a jar that are dyed red.
Cancer cherries. What are those? Those are called cancer cherries.
Why are they called cancer cherries? What?
I just think they are.
They're gross.
Red dye equals cancer.
I think it does.
I think it does.
I think that's a medical statistic or something.
And I'm going to die because I've eaten a lot of maraschino cherries.
Have you really? I can't stand them.
Yeah, I have.
They're so sweet, Libby.
Stop it, Brenda. You didn't have a vodka Collins back in the day with that might have had a maraschino cherry in it.
Wait a minute. A Singapore Sling is made with what?
An amaretto sour?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Oh, my gosh. It's funny stuff. Yes, we're doing a week on cherries. And the cherries, Brenda, were inspired. Well, A, it's cherry time. It's cherry season. So, of course, we want to, what?
Elbows off the table.
Oh, I'm sorry. Brenda's pointing to me. I thought she was just admiring my Claytone Productions t-shirt.
Claytone!
But she was telling me to get my elbows off the table. It's cherry season. So, we're doing a week on cherries, on Salted and Styled. All inspired from a couple of things. One thing, pop culture. For all you Sex and the City fans. Brenda, do you remember when Carrie was dating the Russian?
Yes.
Mikhail Baryshnikov.
Yes. Oh, he was an ass.
Yeah, but he was so sexy still. I mean, he's a dancer.
Yeah.
He's a man that can dance.
Yes. All women love a man who can dance.
Well, I remember a scene where they were having tea and he had this concoction of cherries there. And he said, in Russia, we sweeten our tea with this cherry concoction, and it's called, I wish I had my Russian friend Val here right now, who is a great photographer who I work with occasionally, cherry varenya or something, but basically it's cherries in sugar with some lemon juice.
Yum.
But you keep them whole, and you just, like, they cook down in, you know, like a simple syrup.
Okay.
But they're still whole. You're not trying to pulverize them or anything.
Okay.
Anyway, we're going to be sharing that recipe. I don't know. It made me think of Russia. And I quickly went from Sex and the City to Russia. So the entire...
Sex and the City.
To
the dancer.
Russia. That's how my mind goes.
So, well, the pictures you sent of your inspiration were beautiful. And they were completely sort of snow white, black and white images that were of Russia, and then there would just be a red splash of something.
Yes.
That was beautiful.
I know, I love it. It makes me think of, you know, Anna Karenina, and it's bleak. I'm thinking of something very bleak and dark, but then we're having the pop of this beautiful cherry. So this week we'll be talking about cherries. We're sharing that recipe. You have a delicious beverage, adult beverage.
Adult beverage. Well, it's not too adult, but kind of. We like to take a child's recipe and make it fun for adults.
Yes, it's all
so. I was thinking, Libby had said we're going to do cherries, so I'm driving in the car thinking. Cherries made me think of Coke, made me think of a Coke float with cherries. So what makes it an adult beverage is the fact that we're soaking fresh cherries and Black Seal rum.
Yum.
Gosling's Black Seal rum. Then we're taking Coca-Cola and we're going to make it a little more sweet with the sweetener you were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The simple syrup with the cherries. And it's going over vanilla bean ice cream. Okay, it's ridiculous. It's so good.
Yeah, but how fun at the end of a dinner party if that's a dessert that you serve. Like, this is the fun. Take these recipes. They're fresh and they're new and they're chic, but it's still fun and playful. And that's what people remember, because that's what you're leaving them with at the end of a dinner party. Something fun and funny. Like, I love that.
I mean, what adult is going to expect a Coke float?
If you were doing this, would you serve it with just a small bottle of Coke? Like, have all the stuff ready?
Yes, this was my idea. And this is how I wrote the recipe. So when y'all are looking at the recipe online, you'll see it. I have these beautiful pink glasses,
mm-hmm.
and they're tall. Each person has a pink glass at the table. Each person has, it's like a little creamer of their simple syrup. The ice cream has the cherries that have been soaking in rum are blended into the vanilla ice cream.
Could they just be spooned over?
They could be spooned over, but I wanted to make the ice cream pretty.
Okay.
So the syrup is reserved from that too. So it's vanilla bean ice cream with the soaked rum cherries. And over it, you take your little 6-ounce Coke and your syrup. And you pour it over the ice cream in the pink glass.
Oh, my God.
And each and yes, we're using real Coca-Cola. No cola, blah, blah. No generic cola.
I don't want to hear about Pepsi.
I don't
give two shits about any other thing unless it's Coca-Cola. Thank you.
It's the real Coca-Cola, 6-ounce bottles. So it's kind of a setup, you know. You've got your pink glass with your ice cream and cherries, your little bottle of Coke that's cold, your little cherry syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's fun and it's pretty and you make your own and it's a nice
end. How chic is that? See, I love that, that you take something that's childlike and make it adult. Who doesn't remember a cherry Coke?
Oh my gosh.
Growing up, but an intoxicating cherry Coke. Now we're cherry Coke float, and now we're talking. We're also going to give a wonderful sweet and sour cherry pie recipe, and I think we're doing some cherry salsa.
Oh my gosh, Libby, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, so it's just this celebrating the cherry, but the beauty of the cherry, which is what we do with the salted and styled.
And they are beautiful. My brother-in-law is from Michigan, which is a big cherry place.
Mm-hmm.
And his sister, in the past, has mailed me cookies that she makes with cherries, fresh cherries.
Mm-hmm.
And in the cookie is chocolate chips, cherry, nuts, like macadamia nuts, I think. They are to die for.
So does she,
if we could get that recipe.
Yeah, does she dry the cherry? The cherries have to be, does she dry them?
No.
They're fresh cherries.
Yes.
Could you get the recipe that we could share?
I will ask her for that. Her name is Karen, and Karen Diebold, and they are amazing. She gets a friend of hers, because she now lives in North Carolina, to send her cherries from Michigan, and then she makes these cookies for everybody. They are outstanding.
That would be great if we could get the recipe.
I'll try to get them. Okay.
So great, it's cherry week.
Have fun with cherries.
All right.
Simmer down.